an horrific incident, and one has huge sympathy for the witnesses as well, the people who saw what was happening.
Well, Francis is actually on the line now. Francis, good morning to you.
Hello, Sean.
And unfortunately, I know that you've had to tell this story a number of times, and it cannot be easy for you because you saw something last night that you will never forget.
Never forget, Sean. I go down to the pier on a regular basis, myself and my wife, and cool of the evening, and it's nice to sit looking over the swilly and whatever, you know, and the Lake of Shadows. And I went down. I usually go on the ramp and turn the car in one cut. And this car is at the bottom of the ramp, and I was out in the water a bit. And I actually thought it was young boys fooling, maybe. And I said, if those boys don't come in, they're they're not going to be able to get their grip on the concrete again. And I put down my window and I shouted out, are you all right? And the man says, no, phone the lifeguard. And I got out of the car and I dialed 999 and got through the Malin Head right away, instantly, more or less. And I was talking to the man last night that I was talking to, and he said that all services were on their way within a minute. That included the helicopter, the ambulances, the fire brigade, the coast guard, the lifeboat, the Gardaí. They're all landed at one time. It's like maybe out of Derry and all over the place. It was a serious place here at the time. So I came along. A fella from Kirriakeel came along. And I says, can you swim? Well, I asked him afterwards, where is he from, and got his name. And he says, he can. And I says, would you please? The car is sitting twice as high as when I saw it, and it was bobbing in the water. And I still in touch with the driver, and I could hear the children in the car. Well, they could have the small print, you know. And he swam out, took off all his clothes down to his underwear, which I think was good for him, because when he came back in, he caught the baby. Now, whether somebody, I wasn't talking about how he got the baby, the support, somebody handed it out to him. Everybody in the car was still being okay, physically, at that stage, because this is still afloat. And he came back in, but he was totally exhausted. He shouldn't take the baby. I say if he had had another 5 metres or hadn't have had the clothes off and been weighed down, I don't think he would have made it. It would have been another tragedy, and his legs were cut and he was taken to the hospital. I never heard since how he's doing. He must have watched from Kirriakeel. A hero, I would say, and say my baby would have been gone for sure 2 or 3 months, and he seemed to manage to hold us. It was soaking, but the wee head seemed to be dry. So he made the great work, and that was that, and the car is still bobbing, and I was praying and hoping that it would stay afloat until such times as the services arrived. And I noticed the car, the nose, starting to dip, and I could hear the going on in the car, and I was shouting to the driver, everybody's coming. And the car took a nosedive and was down in seconds, and the quietness just, and that was it. Family came to Montana for the afternoon. And the whole thing was quiet. It's surreal when you think about it. I went to bed at 4:30 and got up at 5:30 again. I couldn't lie. I couldn't get it out of my mind, you know. It was so desperate. And still today, you know.
It sounds like a nightmare, Francis.
Definitely a nightmare. Here was these people. They went down the slipway. And I'd say maybe went down to show the children a better look out. You can get a great view across the swilly when you go down. And here this happened, it's turned to such indescribable tragedy, the agony, you know, and how the poor families are going to cope with it, and wondering why it was such an amount late, they're not home yet, and getting this word that there's been an accident in Moncrana to such an extent. It's indescribable, the feeling. Moncrana is so shocked with the tragedy. So I don't know, but to see the 4 hearses going up then with the, they all came together in the car, and there's 4 hearses up the pier here, you know, about 11 o'clock last night. I looked my phone, and I first rang the Coast Guard at 12 minutes past 7. That's when they were alerted, you know. And to see the 4 hearses leaving the pier with a wee baby on. It's terrible.
Francis, you know the area well. You described that slipway. You say the vehicle may have had some problems just getting back up the slipway again.
Yeah, very easy, Sean. It's not the first vehicle. There's been other vehicles lost there. The more there's been no lives lost. If you walk in, there came people from the services running last night and running on. There's algae maybe about 4 or 5 metres out, or 4 or 5, what do you say, 10 feet out maybe, from the edge of the water. And if you step in that, it's as slippy as ice. So some of the services ran on it last night and landed on their backs. It's just, and if a car goes on it and catches you right, I know a fellow went on and he went down to turn, and he turned on the algae. And the way the car went in sideways, but he was big enough and he's on his own, was able to get out. And I was saying that to somebody last night, and he says, well, he wasn't the only one. There's different people that has happened to, you know. So I say there'll be something done about it now. But the people go there and put their boats into the water and that. But I say there has to be a different arrangement made now. Especially in the winter when the ferry's not there, you know.
Sorry, Francis, go ahead.
If people had been standing here, rescue services, and quick this all happened, they'd have a difficulty saving everybody. You know, it happened so quick. And this poor man, you know, I was shouting to him, I was in touch, and Weston went down and could hear the babies. And it went under, you know. And then to see them all going up past the pier, it was hard to look at and hard to watch. All the dead was come down to Montana for a day. That's the way people do, you know. That's that, Sean.
Francis, I don't want to extend this for you, because I know that you've been telling this story this morning, and it's awful to have to keep reliving it. But thank you very much for taking the time.
Yeah. Just to finish off, there was people out of the car then, the time the life services came, and there's one person between the slipway and the car, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't swim, or could swim, or succumbed to the cold conditions, but they were trying to make it. I think it might have been the lady in the car. But when the lifeboat came, they got her in, and they spent a long, long time with mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but of no avail, you know. Okay, Sean.
Okay, Francis. Take care of yourself. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.